Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I've got a new pet at home.
This is a little concerning to me because usually if we are talking animals on this show, usually horses, it'll immediately turn into you trying to find an excuse to get one at your house.
Well, look, this is a pet that I don't particularly want, but he's inserted himself into my life anyway. I'm assuming it's a him. His name's Arnold.
Cute name.
It is a cute name for a not-so-cute mouse.
A mouse?
He's a mouse.
That's all right.
It's not. We've had mice problems in our house before. It's just a thing living out of town in the Riverland, like quite common.
So getting into your stuff and your food and... What's Arnold doing?
Well, that's the thing. So, in the most delicate way possible, we usually get rid of our mice.
Right.
Often we don't see them. We just have evidence of them being around the house. But Arnold is different. We didn't realise that we had a mouse in the house until Saturday morning. So, I was standing in the kitchen and my lovely fiancé, Corb, was sitting on the ground with Eddie, our dog. They were kind of having pats and cuddles and it was all very cute.
Oh, that's... beautiful.
It was really nice.
Really sweet.
I was looking at them and talking to Corb, and as I did so, I see Arnold come around the doorway and he just sat behind Corb and Eddie. Now, I'm talking within a meter.
Yeah, he seems pretty comfortable. He seems pretty attached to you guys.
He just sat there. We haven't met Arnold yet.
Well, no, I haven't, but the fact that you've given him a name and just his temperament, I think you might be in too deep. You've called him a pet, Brooke.
Well, that's the problem.
If you want to get rid of him, to use a euphemism as you've used before, maybe don't try and bond with him.
That's what Corbin said. He's like, you should not have named him. Because Arnold is just, he does not care. He does not care. So yeah. Arnold sat there. I did what I do because I don't like mice. They run up your legs. I don't like them. I have visions of like.
I'm not into that.
In your pants or something. He's now like living in our lounge room. Every time like I'll walk across the lounge room and he'll run under my feet. I'm on edge constantly. This morning I was getting ready for work and I get ready in the dark and the whole time I'm walking around the house I'm thinking, what if I just step on Arnold? What if Arnold's right there and he runs up my legs?
Because you care about him. That's why you don't want to step on him. Look, I can't help you. Maybe even going as far as to refuse to help you. You've done this to yourself. You've named him. He sounds adorable.
Can't live like this. It's too much stress for me.
Too bad.